Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson have scheduled a news conference later. A statement from the police department confirms Johnson will announce he's retiring after more than 3 years on the job. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore puts the decision in perspective.
It's safe to say career Chicago policeman Eddie Johnson didn't expect to be in this position in any sense of the word. He didn't even apply for the superintendent's job when predecessor Gary McCarthy was forced out over the fatal Laquan McDonald police shooting. Former Mayor Emanuel chose him. Johnson struggled to rebuild trust with minority communities and ushered in reforms in training and use of force. Despite high violent crime numbers, new Mayor Lori Lightfoot kept him on and backed him up, but in recent weeks, he was embarrassed by being found asleep in his car after admittedly a couple of drinks, but allowed to drive home without a sobriety test. Johnson previewed his thoughts on this move Monday.
At some point, it's time to create a different chapter in your life.
Now is that time. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And you will hear the news conference right here on News Radio. Family members of a 53-year-old woman who was shot to death last night as she was returning home from work at a daycare say they're disgusted at the continued violence.
This is becoming a norm, and it's really sad, and it's really disgusting, and it's not right.
We're at a home in Calumet City where family members of Kimberly Underwood gathered to talk about her and her murder. She had three grown children and 11 grandchildren, her sister, Angela Underwood Green, and niece, Nikki Edwards.
She had a good spirit, and she cared. She cared about those little kids.
She had a genuine, natural, happy spirit. She was one of those people who was always laughing. This is always the innocence. These people are shooting others, and they're always killing the wrong person.
Kimberly Underwood was shot in the face 10 feet from her parking space in the Altgeld Gardens public housing. Her relatives say she didn't worry about the gang members there. She knew them, they said. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Controversial plans to open an addiction treatment center in Itasca were talked about at another public hearing last night. The nonprofit Haymarket Organization wants to convert a hotel at 290 and Irving Park Road into a 240-bed addiction treatment facility. Attorney Steve Ellenbecker questioned Haymarket CEO Dan Lustig about accessibility.
Do you know of any bus from any other part of DuPage County, public transportation bus, that ends up in Itasca?
No, I do not.
Lustig added Haymarket uses its own shuttles to help transport people who need to get off at remote bus stops and train stations. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is investigating what appears to be a car theft operation from a rental company at Mitchell International Airport. A sheriff's detective says 17 rental vehicles were stolen from Avis between July and October. The investigator adds the people who clean the cars may be involved in the thefts. At least one person has been taken into custody. No charges have been filed yet. For all the latest news, when you're not near the radio, check out our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. That's WBBMNewsRadio.com. Crews from the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County will be conducting controlled burns in coming weeks.
According to Eric Knighty, Director of Natural Resources, the fires help with management of ecosystems.
Our prairies, our wetlands, our woodlands.
Knighty says fire has always been a natural component, long before houses took over the landscape.
Many of these areas need that fire to return some of the soil nutrients to the forest floor, help with blackening of the soil so that it warms up in the springtime so we get germination of plants, removes dead vegetation from the soil, allowing the seeds that have been left from the previous fall to germinate and take root.
He says a lot of that new growth is a great food source for mammals that graze on the fresh vegetation. The locations are based on priority and will be communicated to area residents. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city's official Christmas tree will be cut down in northwest suburban Elgin this morning. The 55-foot blue spruce is donated by Gene Nelson and his family. It was selected from more than 40 submitted for consideration. The Nelsons will be on hand for the official lighting ceremony in Millennium Park on the 22nd. A Chicago woman who accused powerful Illinois politicians of workplace harassment is starting her own support group in the city.
Elena Hampton came forward about workplace sexual harassment long before the Me Too movement.
I think, you know, standing up for yourself is something that's very important. And I think too often victims are silenced in these situations.
Hampton was a political staffer and campaign manager for the Democratic Party of Illinois. She says after it happened, one thing she couldn't find was any type of support group.
One of the most difficult aspects of this entire situation is the lack of recovery options.
Hampton is hosting the first ever Me Too meetup in Chicago on Tuesday, December 3rd at the Great Central Brewing Company. She says the meetup is for anyone that has experienced sexual harassment, abuse, intimidation, or bullying in the workplace. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Aurora Housing Authority is considering a new plan for the site of the former Jericho Circle housing complex. The Beacon News reports the plan includes 76 mixed-income units on Aurora's west side. They would include townhouses, duplexes, and possibly some single-family homes. The land has been vacant since the Jericho Circle public complex was demolished.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!